Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head, neck, spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And you can see the line finally reaches the very center of the planet. By observing this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. You start sensing the space around you. At the same time, you are firmly grounded. Your chakras are settled. The baggage in your mind start dropping off one by one through this line. So enjoy the process to stepping in the very different state of mind. Remember, we can change our state of mind in one moment, in any situation, any condition, we can change in one moment. And when our mind state is changed, the landscape is also changed because we start perceiving everything differently. Let me tell you one more time. We can change everything in one moment. We don't need to take time. Once we decide to change, after that, Holy Spirit shows you one by one your limitless power and the power of love and who you are. Now, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Observing breathing is also a wonderful, wonderful tool to change our mind state because we start observing each thought, idea, feeling, and emotion. We don't need to dash into each of them. We can observe them as if they are the floating cloud in your mind. Your mind is limitless, beautiful blue sky. So your mind is blue sky, and so many small, tiny, pretty, cutie clouds floating. But sunshine reaches everywhere. Let's say these two are foundation. And if you remember this foundation, you can deal with everything. You can keep your happiness. You can explore your happiness more and more. But of course, we like to go deeper. You may not see any holiness around you. You don't see holiness in your life. You don't notice any holiness in people, in this society. If so, the reason is that you don't feel any holiness in you. And you don't feel any holiness in you because you don't see any holiness around you. So, hopeless. We can't find our own holiness by ourselves because our ego doesn't want us to find our holiness. So let's ask Holy Spirit to bring us to our holiness. So let's do it together. So where is the Holy Spirit? You may not feel any existence of Holy Spirit right now, this moment. It's okay. We can call, we can greet Holy Spirit. We don't know where he is, where she is. We don't need to know. Probably you feel far away from you. Let's experience the power of asking. So say hello to Holy Spirit somewhere. Ask Holy Spirit to closer to you, come to you. So you wait the Holy Spirit from maybe from front or behind or from side, from above or from beneath. So Holy Spirit is approaching you, and you wait with quiet mind and try to sense it. Holy Spirit is closer and closer and closer. Holy Spirit is now stepping in your space slowly, closer and closer. And finally, Holy Spirit is in you, or you are in Holy Spirit. The feeling is so subtle. Only quiet mind can catch the sense. Please allow yourself to receive this small sensation. This sensation is a doorway to your holiness. And this sensation tells you what is protecting you all the time? What is walking with you all the time? So you can feel something in you and around you. Stay with this sensation. Very quiet sensation. And through this sensation, you can imagine what is around you, what is inside of you. We usually forget, but this holiness is always bringing you to the right place and let you do the right thing. We forget that this holiness is protecting you and is letting you to express yourself fully. This holiness is perfect and eternal, so it doesn't mind you forget about it. But if you remember, we can appreciate it. We can be relaxed. And we don't need to take a detour because we know what we can do is just to following this holiness. Don't ask what's next. You don't need to ask what's next because you completely trust this holiness. Stay with this sensation. And educate yourself to trust. We don't need to try to realize each idea coming up in our mind. Each idea is also just a tiny cloud. Our holiness knows everything. Stay here a little bit more. You are surrounded by holiness. And you hold your holiness. And of course, inner holiness and outer holiness is the same, connected, joined, unified. And finally, this world is not your enemy. Don't think your fragile and trembling body is fighting against the world. You are in the holiness and you are protected. You are surrounded by the light. And wherever you go, the holiness comes with and expand the holiness and connect with other holiness. Holiness in others and holiness in you always try to connect each other. So now you understand how to change your life and world like this. This world is not a war place. This world is realizing, experiencing love. Joining. So here, make a decision. What kind of life, what kind of a world you like to see? Make a decision to never go back to the war place. Not push yourself to the dark, cruel workplace anymore. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I walk with God in perfect holiness. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 156. So keep the vision of the holiness and memorize this wonderful sensation with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is with you. Holy Spirit was and is and will be with you. So with Holy Spirit and realizing your holiness and surrounded by the holiness, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.